It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue our series, Arguing with God, I ask yet another question. Have you ever been angry with God? If you say yes, what caused that anger, and how did you deal with it? Let's look at an incident of anger in the life of the Old Testament prophet Jonah, and see how both God and Jonah dealt with Jonah's anger. First, let's ask, what is anger? One online resource helpfully describes anger as a natural, though sometimes unwanted or irrational emotion that everybody experiences from time to time. I would add to that that anger is an emotion that usually alerts us to a deeper issue. There are many aspects of anger. The language of the Old Testament, Hebrew, uses no fewer than four distinct words translated as anger. In Jonah's case, the word used is chara. This word literally means to cause fire to burn. It is that heated response that may explode in any given situation. This aspect of anger will be our focus. Here's another question. What causes anger? We all have triggers that cause us to be angry, triggers that set us off. They may include fatigue, stress, frustration, criticism, or a threat. The first time we come across the word for anger, chara, is Genesis 4. There, God did not look with favor on Cain's offering, so Cain was very angry, very chara, and his face was downcast. His younger brother's offering was accepted, Cain's wasn't. God's rejection, so to speak, was an implicit criticism of Cain's sacrifice, and it triggered Cain's heated response, which led to his murder of Abel. We find this word chara used in Jonah four times, Jonah 4 verses 1, 4, and 9. In this case, I suggest the trigger was Jonah's frustration, which was an inadequate understanding of God's character and God's actions. So what triggered Jonah's anger? Let's rewind the scene to get the context of his anger. Jonah had been sent to Nineveh by God with a message that Nineveh would be destroyed in 40 days. Nineveh was an important city in Assyria, a powerful enemy of Jonah's people, Israel. In an unexpected twist, the population of Nineveh repented. They turned from their evil ways, and God had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. Now that's how Jonah 3 ends. Here's how chapter 4 begins. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry, chara. As suggested, the trigger for his anger was frustration or something similar. He had anticipated the complete destruction of this enemy, but unexpectedly, Jonah's proclamation of destruction brought about the very response that saved Nineveh. Jonah is at the crux where he cannot reconcile his understanding of God's character and what God is doing, which was withholding judgment from Nineveh. Added to that, Jonah was the instrument through whom God brought about this perplexing situation. How did Jonah deal with this anger? In chapter 4 of Jonah, we read of five stages in Jonah's experience of anger. First, Jonah prays in verse 1. Despite being ignited or fired up in anger at God's change towards Nineveh, Jonah had the presence of mind to pray. Jonah 4 verse 1 says, he prayed to Yahweh. He prayed to the Lord. This was an intentional, rational, and non-destructive response in the circumstances of confusion and tense emotion. Secondly, Jonah expresses himself honestly. In verses 2 and 3, we read, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Some might call this venting, and in a way it is. Jonah pours out his frustration and disappointment, his past actions, his understanding of God's character, and his emotional distress that is so deep, it is borderline suicidal. In short, Jonah expresses honestly the turmoil he's experiencing. Thirdly, Jonah hears a question. Twice the question is asked of Jonah, "Have you any right to be angry?" Verses 4 and 9. My sense is that this question is calculated to elicit curiosity in Jonah, to cause him to reflect, to cause him to examine his situation. There is something more going on here that I don't understand. This is a teachable moment for Jonah and for me. After the first question, Jonah is silent. He sat down to see what would happen to the city. He was probably still expecting it to be destroyed. During that time, God provided three things as an object lesson for Jonah: a vine, a worm, and a scorching east wind, verses 5 to 8. The second time God asks the question, Jonah responds, "I am angry enough to die," verse 9. His responses to his environment, heat, shade, scorching wind, and God's words indicate to me the beginnings of curiosity, reflection, and examination. Fourth, Jonah, understanding God's character and ways, are expanded and deepened. With the object lesson of the vine fresh in Jonah's experience, God makes two shocking contrasts. The first is a contrast between the temporary vine in which Jonah found value because of its little shade on one hand, and the Ninevite population on the other, 120,000 human beings of infinite worth. The second contrast is that between Jonah's inadequate and self-centered understanding of God's character as a remorseless judge of the Ninevites versus the reality of God's expansive and grace-filled desire for all humanity, no matter who they are. Fifth, and finally, we might ask, did Jonah get it? God did not deny or ignore Jonah's anger. God used that anger as an opportunity to invite Jonah to be shaped and to grow into a larger and more accurate and honoring comprehension of who God is and how God acts. I think Jonah did get it, and his anger was used as a catalyst for his spiritual growth. Later in the Holy Text, we read in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25, and we come across a little text there that might be missed. There we read of the restoration of Israel's borders together with these words, quote, "In accordance with the word of Yahweh, the God of Israel, spoken through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher," end quote. Jonah had grown, and he continued to serve his God. What lessons can you learn from this incident of anger in Jonah's life?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.